The Ramban writes that when the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael received the Luchos Shniyos, the Luchos Ha'edos at Har Sinai, and that's why the Mishkan is called the Mishkan Ha'edos. The purpose of the Mishkan was to house the Luchos. And in fact, the Gemara in Yuma tells us on Nun Dalet Amud Beis that at the end of the period of the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, the first Beis Hamikdash, Yoshio HaMelech hid the Luchos in a special vault under the Makam HaMikdash, under the Har HaBayis, under the Temple Mount. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech built that area for this purpose. So the Gemara goes on to explain, there's a machlokas among the Tanaim, what happened to them, what happened to the Luchos during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, whether they were removed and taken to Bavel or not. So usually the Rambam doesn't get involved in a historical machlokas, but here he paskins, he rules according to the opinion that it says that it remained in the vault underneath. So the question is, why is the Rambam getting involved in history? No, the Rambam doesn't get involved in history. And the Rav also explained by Chanukah, why does he get into the history? So he gives different reasons. Purim was a Dvarim Yiduim, but Chanukah was Torah Shabbat Peh, so he had to give a little history. So when he gives history, he's giving for halachic reasons. So what's the halachic reason? What do I need to know whether the Luchos were underneath the Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? So Rav Salavitcher explained that the issue is, if you have a Beis HaMikdash without the presence of the Luchos, is that Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha or not? So the Rambam's passing, it must be a Mishkan HaEdos. It must be housing the Luchos. And therefore, by definition, he says, the Bayu Sheni also must have had the Luchos in the underground vault. So in fact, this is Shitas HaRan, which writes that the Kedusha of the Beis today, that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is similar to Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, V'yeh lehem l'mikdash ma'at. In Yechezkel, Yud Aleph Tezayin, and the Gemara in Megillah, and Av Chavtes Amud Aleph says it's a reference to Bate Knesios to Bate Midrasho Shabbavavel, that they're going to be available to Klal Yisrael even in the Gola. So even though he quotes the pasuk, he says it's an Asmachta, but the Sefer Yerayim writes that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a Daraisa. And Chai Adam points out that we should be machmer for the opinion of the Urayim, that the Beis HaKnesses possesses a Kedusha Daraisa. And therefore, in terms of what we do in the Beis HaKnesses, usually we should be very strict. So based on this, Rav Salavitcher wanted to say that the Rambam seems to follow the opinion of the Urayim. He goes into the Losas and King Hashem Olakechem, you not cause disgrace to Hashem. The Rambam writes, it's usher to remove a stone from the Mizbeach, from the base, Knesios Ubate Midrashos. So he seems to include base HaKnesses with the base HaMikdash and Bate Midrashos. So therefore, he seems to be going with the Rambam. And in fact, it fits in well, the Rambam was Shitason, because in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tfila, Perak Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, when he discusses the Din of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, he said you have to have an Aron with a Sefer Torah in it. And it's Mashav in the Rambam, that's an obligation. So that only makes this fits in very well if you assume, like the Urayim, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses falls under the same category as Kedushas HaMikdash. And just like Kedushas HaMikdash, it's only because the Mishkan HaEdos, so too, the Rav explained the Rambam, that even if a room is regularly used for davening, but it doesn't have an Aron with the Torah in it, it wouldn't attain the level of a Mikdash Ma'at and have the same Kedusha. So that's what we learn from the Ramban. That's why the Ramban tells us it's called Mishkan Edus, because the purpose of the Mishkan was to house the Luchos. And hence the Rambam gets involved in history, because it's Halacha that without the vault, without the Luchos being underneath the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash in the second temple. And that's why the Rambam point, and that's what we assume, or the Rambam assumes, like the Urayim, that the Kedushas Beis HaKinesis is patterned after Kedushas HaMikdash. And if you don't have a Aron with the Torah in it, so perhaps it won't have the Kedusha, the Oraisa.